I call this meeting on the Special Committee on Food Insecurity at 12:03 p.m. within the Frankie Sudo Papa President's Conference Room and on Zoom. Moving on to agenda item 2, compliance with Nevada Open Meeting Law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m.? Yes, it was. Is the meeting taking place on the day, week, of month, day, year? Yes, it was. Is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes, it is. Moving on to agenda item 3, land acknowledgement. We recognize that the University of Nevada, Reno sits on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Washu, Niue, Nuu, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize the deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Moving on to agenda item 4, roll call. Since we have no secretary, Vice Chair Atkinson, can you call the roll?
Yes, Chair Sabrina.
Present. Absence unexcused.
Senator Barger, present. Senator Villa.
Absence unexcused.
And then Senator Rocky, present. And then Senator
East. Present. Quorum is present.
Okay, seeing that a quorum is present, we'll be moving on to agenda item 5, public comment. You can do public comment if you want to at this time, but we have like a whole other item for discussion. So, would you like
where
to?
Where I come in?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Really
good. All right. So, seeing there's no public comment, we'll be moving on to agenda item 6, adoption of minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 6, line and item A through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator East. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator. Sorry. Second by Senator DeBarger. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, that motion is approved. There's no audio minutes that need to be approved, so we'll be moving on to... We'll be skipping agenda items 7, 8, and 9, and moving on to agenda item 11B, the informational. We have a representative from Nevada Dining today. Thank you so much for coming. So if you would like to have a discussion on the facilities.
Yes. Hi, everyone. My name is Abigail Norris. I am the communication specialist for Nevada Dining, the largest food provider on campus. And I'm here to talk a little bit about our programs, what's available, and if there's anything that you hear me talk about that you'd like to expand on, I'm here to answer any questions. We're also always open to collaborate as well. We have tons of spaces that's available for tabling, for advertising. We have public spaces as well. So yeah, I hope you guys get something from this that you may have not known before. So I have a ton of things on the table in front of me, including a campus dining map, our dining brochure, and then a ton of freebie takeaways. This is all available to you guys, so if you wanted to, if you have any left over, you can give it to anyone a part of this group, or to keep it for yourself, or even donate to Pack Provisions, whatever you guys don't want to use. But this is all for you. So first I'm going to go over our brochure. So this goes into our different meal plans that we offer. We offer multiple different types of meal plans, and they're available to everyone on campus. They're not just for freshmen or students living in the dorms. We have two different types for mainly students on campus. First we have lifestyle, and then also we have convenience. Our lifestyle meal plans are essentially academic year meal plans. You have swipes per week, allotted meals per week, allotted food bucks per meal plan, and you can use it to get into the dining hall at any time, and use the food bucks to purchase food anywhere on campus at any time. This is mainly for those who exclusively rely on eating on campus, so if you don't have the means to cook for yourself, or you're really busy with classes, clubs, athletics, etc., this would be the most ideal for a student. The second one would be our convenience meal plans. These are essentially a block of swipes that can be used at any time into the dining hall. They don't expire. They roll over each semester and each year. So they're available to use whenever you need it. Typically, it's for those who commute, have the means to cook for themselves, and we typically see they're used for lunches. On top of the convenience meal plans, you can also get food bucks. You can also get food bucks without getting a meal plan. So you can get those at any time. And the benefit of everything I just talked about is saving money. Because eating on campus, it can get expensive if you're entirely relying on eating on campus, lunch and dinner, or even breakfast, lunch and dinner. So the purpose of the plan, and as you can see here with these yellow marks right next to it, This is essentially the price that you'd be paying per meal rather than the full price per meal. And with Food Bucks, you save money with them, even though they act like cash on your Wolf card and are dollar for dollar. When you purchase food with Food Bucks, they're tax exempt, so you can save that percentage there. We also offer an extra 10% off at our Nevada dining locations when you pay with those Food Bucks. So meal plans and Food Bucks can be loaded onto the Wolf card at any time through the StarVez housing portal, which, as I mentioned earlier, is completely owned and managed by housing. Also included in this brochure is the campus dining map. I do have a larger version here. So we have locations all across campus. So it's not just the Joe Crowley and it's not just the dining hall. It spreads everywhere. I'm sure you guys have heard of Panera that we have in Fitzgerald. We also have Los Robles Express in the Ansari. They have another location called CO Street Subs over in the Davidson Method Science Center. We also have a new location down in the John Tolick building, and we have a couple of other locations in between. So dining is spread all across campus. All of these locations do accept Food Bucks, and some of them accept meal trades. And what meal trades are an exchange of a swipe that you could usually use to get into the dining hall with the meal plan. You can use it at participating locations to get a main entree side and a drink. So you have flexibility there. Those are offered with every single meal plan. It just depends on which meal plan you have, how often you get a meal plan per week. Continuing on in the brochure, we have a ton more information about what we offer in the dining hall. It is the most diverse and nutrition-forward location on campus, because we aim to have a full balanced plate with every meal. There's a plethora of proteins, veggies, starches, bases, and more. We also have a very heavy focus on sustainability, in which you'll see some of the sustainability things we have here. One of them being Waste Not, that is our food waste reduction program, where in our prep kitchen and even in our dish depot, where we collect plates from the students' meal, we record how much waste there was to adjust our ordering process so we can ultimately reduce our food waste. The other program that we offer is OZI. This is our to-go box program. It's our reusable to-go box where essentially, have you guys been to Laughing Planet before and seen their reusable to-go box program? It's essentially the same thing. So you purchase this little green box. It's about like a foot by foot. It's a one-time purchase of $6 and then it's your box. Every time you come into the dining hall, you can take to-go or request that first to-go box, swipe or pay to get in, and then fill it up with whatever you want, take it wherever you need to, and then when you want to go next time, you bring in your used one, and that's your exchange to get a clean one. So we'll take care of the entire cleaning process for you as well. With that, next we have an outline of what each feature of a meal plan actually is and how to use it. So it does go over what our swipes are, where you can use it, how you can use it, our food bucks and guest passes. Guest passes are part of our lifestyle meal plan. They're essentially like bonus swipes that allow you to bring a visiting friend or family member with you into the dining hall. And there's 4 per semester for that one. With the convenience meal plan, you can swipe in your friends as well without having the guest passes. It's only the flexibility or the guest passes with the lifestyle meal plan. And then we just went over meal trays. One of the other things on this brochure is all of our feedback programs. So we do everything based around feedback. In October, we just hosted Voice Division, which is a feedback survey where we asked a ton of students across campus, over 2,000 participated, about where they usually eat, what's their favorite cuisine, how often do they eat, what times do they eat, what do they want to see on campus. And we use that feedback to shape our program and make decisions on campus of what kind of cuisines to bring in. Following that survey, we have an in-person on-site insight group where people can sign up and a third-party person comes in. And this is the opportunity for students, commuter students, on-campus students, even faculty and staff to come in and let us know everything about the dining program, their feedback, what they think, what they want to see change, what they love the most so they can keep bringing it back. We heavily use that to shape our program, both within and without the dining hall. Another way is we have our anonymous feedback numbers. So this is where essentially like a phone number that anyone can text and let us know their feedback at any time. So typically we see at the dining hall, we have this phone number, people text it, they say, I really like the chicken, bring it back more often. And that goes directly to our culinary team, and they use that to shape the menus in the future. And they constantly review these feedback, see what they can bring in at the following week's rotation. Additionally, on the flip side, if you see something run out, we've seen where someone said, bring back the honey mustard dressing at the salad bar. We got a lot of people wanting to bring that back, so we worked really hard with our vendor to exclusively bring us honey mustard dressing. So we brought that back. So it's a very, very useful tool to make changes on campus. Another resource on this page is Get Involved. This is our dining ambassadors, where we have students come in, they can be on social media, we reward them with food bucks for being an ambassador with us. They also have the opportunity to volunteer with our events. So coming in and decorating, tabling, just a overall being a representative of our group. And then navigating an allergy. So we are very focused on food safety and security. So if you are navigating an allergy or dietary restriction, dietary preference, our culinary team will shape to whatever you need. We work very hard to make sure that everyone can dine with confidence. We also have in our dining hall a station that avoids all of the 9 major allergens. So that is one station that is cooks and prepares everything entirely separately so that no one has any second questions on, am I safe to eat this dish? Last with feedback is if there's ever any questions, we are open door. You can always talk to our chef, anyone in a white coat. You can always contact us. I'll leave my business card with you guys too. Our email line is always open, our phone line is always open, and our office door is always open, literally. Next to what I have on this table, we have Grubhub. So this is our mobile ordering app that is for on campus, and you can connect your Wolf card. When you connect your Wolf card, you get Grubhub Plus for free. So that's free off-campus delivery, and you also get access to our Starship delivery robots, which you've probably seen them driving around campus. We actually just got them wrapped, so you'll see that they have the UNR mascots on there. One of them is wrapped with Panera, and the other one's wrapped in pretty pink colors and all of our logos. This code here is for 50% off your first pickup order, so if you haven't used it before, it's a great opportunity to, and check it out. Grubhub is available through most locations on campus, so we have Kiva, Panda, and Habit Burger in this building that's available, Panera, Create, most of the Overlook, and then Halal Shack and Student Choice inside of the Down Under next to the dining hall. I'll leave my business card with you guys. Do you guys have any questions so far for me? No? Okay. So now I'd like to talk about all of our spaces that are available. One of the main ways that we got connected was because our food committee, who meet once a month, we accidentally booked the same room. And it was then that we started sparking ideas of like, how can we talk to each other? How can we collaborate? And then recently we met and talked about Pack Revisions and the swipe drive and the donation drive. And since that conversation, we have more than tripled our swipe drive donation in the past 3 years. So it's been really great to see that return. And we're always open to any events that you guys want to host in our dining hall, if you want to collaborate on one, or if you're looking for a space to host it. Many mentors hosted a few events in our dining hall, like trivia around, I think it was Financial Awareness Week. ASUN during Family Weekend came in and hosted trivia. So did RHA, the Resident Hall Association. So we're definitely very open if you guys have anything that you really want to push. And messaging, even if it's just tabling, we have tables in there where you can come in, set up, talk to the freshman students. We see a ton of students in there every day, where even during dinner, you can talk to, or at least see and interact with, up to 1,200 students. Yeah, any questions after that?
Are there any questions? I have a few questions. So my freshman year, I downloaded, I think it's this app called Transact.
Yes.
What's the relationship the university has?
So the Transact eAccount app, that is a Wolf Card office program, but that is essentially where you can view your Wolf Card balance, where you can see your how many swipes you have left, how many food bucks you have left, and how many Wolf Bucks you have left. So that is completely managed by the Wolf Card office, but it is where you can see some of the meal plan program.
Okay. And then for the guest passes, do you know what the reasoning was for the decision to... You said it's 4 guest passes regardless of the life plan?
Yeah, so each lifestyle meal plan has 4 guest passes per semester.
What was the reasoning behind not letting like a silver get like an additional amount of guest passes?
So that decision, that's been here longer than I have. I'm not entirely sure the research behind that, but I do know that there is the limited guest passes rather than using just any of the swipes that you have for the week to swipe someone in. Because of the food security piece. Freshmen typically are like, I will just donate my swipes or give them to swipe someone else in rather than using them on myself. So to ensure that they're actually using the meals that were purchased for them, that's why that decision was made. And that's also the reason for the required meal plans for students who are living on campus who are freshmen under 21. Is because it's their first time on campus, we want to make sure that they have food available to them rather than just trying to, you know, go on it for the first time on their own.
Yeah, okay.
I will say, because of that comment, I don't know if this would really relate to kind of the train of thought you were going off of. If anybody was wanting to swipe in family members more than once a month each semester, you are available to get the 15-swipe convenience plan on top of the lifestyle meal plan, and you can use that in place of guest passes. So if you have someone who's like, I have a family member coming here 3 times a week or 3 times a month, that could be an additional option.
Okay, how much additional?
15 swipes would be the $203 for $13.47 a meal. We do also offer dorm rates in the dining hall, so you can use food bucks, credit debit, or whoever you're inviting in to dine with you can use that dorm rate. They're different for breakfast, lunch/brunch, and dinner. All of that is listed on our website, which is right here at the bottom of the brochure.
Senator DeBarge.
So that would apply then if you're a student with our meal plan, you could go to the dining hall and just pay for to go at one time.
Yes. Depending on the meal that you're going in for, that's why the meal plan would be cheaper, because the price for lunch is about $14 before tax, and then with our 50 swipe, even the middle convenience meal plan, it's $12.84. So you'd be saving a couple dollars every time that you go in if you're someone going in for lunch, and then even more if you're going in for dinner. Last thing I'll mention before I answer any more questions, we're kind of piloting a new program called Foodie Cards. We offer department cards for faculty and staff, but it is available for people to purchase. So if you guys are a group who want to go eat at the dining hall for meetings or just to have, groups of people can go in and get this one card and get one meal plan loaded on it for you guys all to share. So it's like a group meal plan.
Sorry, I have like a couple questions if that's okay. What other initiatives would you like ASUN to help assist?
I would say our upcoming one in April will be our Earth Month. So each Earth Month, we collaborate with multiple departments across campus, including Sustainable Nevada, Graduate Student Association, the JCSU, and others, to collectively advertise all of the sustainable initiatives that we're doing within the month. And then there's typically one grand event on Earth Day that we come in and table, show our initiatives, and provide an opportunity to give back during that day. One of the things that we do in the dining hall during this month is we take our Waste Not program to another level, and we host a Waste Not competition. So it's the students versus our dining hall staff to see who can reduce their food waste the most within the month. And then we track it throughout the month so students can see like how much did you waste this week, how much did we waste this week, and we try to see who can reduce it the most within the month. If that is something that you guys would be interested in, we can definitely find ways that we can collaborate, make it even bigger, spread the messaging, etc.
Okay. And then for your food committee, would you guys be interested if one of the people from this special committee sat in on some of the meetings?
I would have to consult with the person who's running the meetings, which is someone from housing, but I could get that conversation started, absolutely. I think it would be very beneficial, but I would have to run from the head of the committee.
Okay. Do you know what the exact number for the meal swap drive is currently?
Currently, no. Last I heard, it was 256.
Okay, that's good.
256, yeah.
For the record, like Amy Kokas, she was only reaching for 100, so... That's a pretty good success.
Yes.
And then you have a... It's in your... I'm going to say this really in a dumb way. It's in your contract. You have to do a meal swipe drive once a semester.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, our contract with housing is we host a swipe drive once a semester. So we hosted one, I believe it was middle of November until 2 days ago. So we should be getting our final number soon.
Okay.
And then... the other one we host somewhere in April.
And is it usually 4 weeks long, or has it in the past only been 1 week?
In the past, it has only been 1 week, and that was typically per PAC provisions request. But because we haven't seen a lot of participation, we work together to see if we can just expand it, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we've seen that it's done really well, I believe we're going to have it be probably somewhere in April until the end of the semester again.
Okay. Which type of events are productive in the dining hall?
Say that again?
Because I know you allow a lot of departments to
mm-hmm.
come into the dining hall. If you've seen any like events, and do you know which ones reach out to a lot of students? Because I know
mm-hmm.
everyone's on their phones. Or
yes, yeah. So we host one very large event a month, typically towards a specific theme. Just like Earth Month, we do it towards Earth Month. In the beginning of the semester, we do Welcome Back Week. And then we do two events called Joyful. So Joyful is a series where we host for a year. And it's all about giving back to the community and spreading acts of kindness. And also celebrating friendship through food. So those would be the main themes in our upcoming semester. So I would say... Welcome Back Week is a really big one to connect with students, which I did see the flyer for ASUN's Welcome Back Week. Do you know who is leading those events?
Our Department of Programming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we were provided that signage by Gabby, who we used to work with housing, and then she moved up here for a different position.
Right.
And so we asked and Gabby said there wasn't a lot of information on it, and we should reach out to someone over here. So I want to see where that was, because we saw there was a coffee crawl on there, and of course, I mean, we own a lot of coffee locations across campus, so I want to see how in that way we were going to collaborate. But the, what was their title again?
We can give you the director of programming.
Yeah.
Director of programming. Got it.
Contact.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
A lot of our advertising is from this substrate. I'm so tired. Substrate, I guess, is the right word.
Mm-hmm.
Called Inkblot. So that's like
yes.
an advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Not really a committee. I'm just going to say it's a committee.
Yeah.
But yeah, programming is the one that fully manages the welcome weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
We usually do a series of our own welcome back events in the dining hall. Our dietitian, Lisa Carlson, is here during that time. She'll also be here in the middle of March as well before spring break. So during those weeks, we'll be hosting a series of events.
Okay. And then, sorry guys, just one last question. I know we met earlier with one of the interns regarding the meal swipe drive, like trying to find a way to expand it further.
Mm-hmm.
I just got an email from the Wolf Card office,
mm-hmm.
And they were mentioning having a specific location for students to swipe in is technologically feasible. Not an automatic process, someone would have to
yes.
man the system.
Right.
Are you guys comfortable with that idea? Or
If you want to send that information our way, we did mention with our district manager this idea, who
mm-hmm.
then would take it to someone in housing to propose the idea. So the conversation has been started. If you could send me that information, I can provide it to them so they can keep that going.
All right, awesome. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other questions on the table? Okay, well, thank you for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Yes, of course. And you guys don't mind if I leave you with all this stuff?
No.
Okay. is my business card, so if you guys ever need have any questions or need to reach out to me, I'm always good.
Okay, thank you so
much. Thank you so much. Good luck on finals for the rest of the week.
Thank you. So there's just one last thing. Sorry, I'm trying to rush. So
no,
you
don't
can
rush on my account.
Well, you should fine. Study a little bit for your exam.
Yeah,
no,
it's fine.
Bye.
Thanks.
You too.
Bye.
The parliamentarian, tell me if this is against Robert's rules of order. But I was thinking, just to have the flow of conversation more informal. I don't think we're the type of group to be yelling over each other. I was gonna seek a motion to suspend the rules for this meeting, so I don't have to call out your guys' names by last name. To have a discussion on a certain event, I would like a lot of participation on.
You know,
maybe. Sorry.
So we can always suspend the rules via binding resolution, unfortunately, but I'm not gonna say no.
Okay, I'm seeking a motion to suspend the rules of order, even if it's technically wrong, through unanimous consent.
So moved.
Okay, so moved by Senator Barger. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Atkinson. Okay. So, like, you can talk whenever you want to. A very cool event that I've been working on, and this is Madison's idea, from programming. So sustainability, they do a monthly farmer's market, usually in the KC Breezeway. Programming was really interested on expanding it, and I was talking to some of the directors there, not directors, like Zion and Troy and Liberty. We were thinking there was a lot of stipends that weren't sent out over the summer, and still currently there's still a lot of empty seats. So we have like $4,000 that we could technically put in the outreach budget. Right now we already put 1,000 of the four, thinking expanding the farmer's market every month, but instead of the KC Breezeway, it would be in multiple locations in one day, right? So like the KC Lawn, maybe the Nighall Rotunda Circle area, that lawn, the JTB Lawn, maybe the Quad. Do you guys have any ideas on that issue at all, or? Like, or any questions? Because it's a really big draft, and there's not a lot of details, but
I'm sorry, can you go over that one more time?
Right. Okay, so farmer's market, right, monthly we want to do a monthly farmer's market that's, like, in multiple locations in one day. Mm-hmm. And we have the money to do that now that we're taking out all of the stipends that are for the empty chairs. Mm-hmm. Would you guys like to assist on the project, or figure out locations or what our budget should look like? Because programming's also interested in using their money. They're kind of scared. They said if they don't use their entire budget, it will get cut next session. So they have, I believe, around $15,000 that they can spend. And then we have $4,000, right? And the last farmer's market that programming did, let me check. I think Liberty said the budget was around $2,000, right? Yeah.
Okay. Like, which ones are you thinking? Have you guys talked about that at all?
No, like, we just started talking about it, like, okay, like 3 days ago. That's what I'm saying. Like, what are your guys' ideas?
Okay, so the budget for the farmer's market we had last time was only $2,000. This time we're at $15,000, $16,000, $19,000. Is that what you're saying?
Wait, what?
Are you saying that our budget for the farmer's market that you're planning is at $19,000 this time?
Because they have $15,000.
Maybe have $4,000.
They're probably not going to want to use it all on these events, but the point is we do have a lot of money to spend. Like, if we have $4,000 extra, right, if we use just half of that, $2,000, and they match us, that's $4,000 for an event. So that would be two farmer's markets, right? The semester starts January 20th, so we could cover February and March. And then May doesn't really count because it's finals week. So we'd only have to, we'd have two or three really big events, and it was really successful in October, but it shouldn't be that much in cash, you know.
It's all free, right?
For the students, yeah. Troy from programming, they sent a form for students asking like which locations they would like for the satellite hubs. It might be on the Instagram soon. But when it comes out, and we'll have this conversation later too, because like you guys might have different classes next semester, different times you have to change. Do you guys be interested in helping?
Absolutely. I think we should also maybe at our next committee meeting have a member of the programming be here to discuss this further. You mentioned that Troy is he wants to submit that form via the assuming Instagram. I'd also add, I think a more effective way to reach out to students would also be to, in addition to Instagram, reach out to the Office of Digital Learning and have them put up like a banner link on mm-hmm. your campus page.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we can also ask Laura Norris. I think she would love to help out for the advertising and marketing. I eat there every day, so they got a lot of places you can advertise there. We also have to partner with sustainability too. So it would be the project filled like around 20 or 30 people. So I think it would be pretty cool, pretty big. I feel like I'm talking like Trump right now. sorry about that. What locations would you guys think of? Because I know the students are going to be submitting, but what are some locations that come to mind? And then what, because we have to balance it, like the number of locations and the size. So we'll definitely have more money in the budget to use, but it will be dispersed. How many number of locations do you think would be sufficient throughout campus? Because I know in October, they just had one, and it ran out pretty quickly. Any ideas?
Multiple locations at the same time?
Yeah.
Maybe like three, one in the south, mm-hmm. north, and then in the middle. Like Joe, yeah, Casey.
Okay.
We're gonna hit all areas on campus.
Okay. And then I gotta get back to Way, because I did the math in my head multiple times, and I'm really confident at least 3,000. I'm actually confident it's up to 5,000, but I'm really confident 3,000 from calculations like a month ago. Do you think Leaf would be okay with it? Like a massive usage of the outreach funds for this?
What else are the outreach funds going to be used for? Okay. I think it'll be fine with it.
Okay. See, wasn't that more fun than Senator Radke? Sorry, I forgot this is on Zoom. Okay, well, if you guys have any points at any time, like even if it's in 2 in the morning, just let me know. Or Madison know. Because a big chunk of the association really wants to expand these farmers markets since how successful it was in October. You don't need to... Sorry, what was the name?
It's not one park, it's
Idlewild.
They house their farmers
market. Okay, thanks.
Every Sunday. And they have a lot of
vendors
here.
Okay.
And a lot of fruit.
It's called the Riverside Farmers Market.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, yeah, that's good. I think they used Costco last time. So if we expand out to more, that would be actually awesome.
Like they bought stuff at Costco.
This was a month ago. When we didn't know if Snap was coming out or not. So I might have some ideas mixed up. But I remember Amy Cookis telling me Costco's amazing. Or it was either Amy Cookis or Liberty that said Costco's amazing because they do the delivery. So they could just schedule it and overnight it's already in the back of the Joe. When compared to like having to physically go there with either your car or Packride's car, trying to fill it up all in your trunk. So I think we can use Costco too. Who has cars here? Oh, okay, it's just me. Never mind. Okay, well, I'll sign up for a pack rides request so I can help with transportation. Would you guys be willing to? Okay. We have to also ask Liberty. They were supposed to come today, but it's finals week. Like, I get it. Also, I just wanted to say, I know it seems like I'm giving a point to Anna and Ralph, but I get it too. Like, if I'm just gonna ask them what's going on, and if it's a good reason, then I'm not evil, so don't worry about it.
We didn't think that you were evil.
Oh, because I know Jason, you were like.
Just because it was unusual
for
at least Anna not to be here.
So okay. Yeah. Okay. We have to ask Liberty how the storage was like when they bought some food, because I want to get like 2 times more than the actual their farmers market in October. But yeah, we can keep the discussion up over the winter if you guys like to. I'm gonna tell Liberty planning for February, like mid February, so we should have 2.5 months for one.
I have a thought.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I guess a thought and a question is we should think about like what the bigger purpose of this is, if we want to have our own or if it's more important to get students to go to like the one that you brought up that already exists. If that's possible, like if we sponsored like the transportation and even like, again, I have no idea if it's possible to like give people a credit to spend at an existing one, but that kind of creates like you and our community going out into the existing community type of vibe.
Okay.
Or even getting some of those vendors to come to campus.
No,
I don't know. I think making our own is great, and it would also be cool if we like did something with one that already exists.
No, I think that's awesome. I think it's a really good point. I think if we do, like, if it comes out, I'm pretty confident. I think we're pretty cool here. But if it comes out in February, let's say, we'll reach out to these farmers markets that already exist, and we can also use it as a tabling event, saying, hey, there's stuff all around the city if you want to go. And then I think having it here would be good too, because At least in Vegas, you still have to pay. In the farmers markets, I think having a fee for the students, right? And like the outreach budget, we really have to drain it because it's literally student tuition and it's not going back to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just like having it, what's the best way we can use their money to help them? I was thinking having an event like this could assist that, you know? Because tell me if I'm wrong, like the last three sessions, they haven't even touched the outreach budget, right? So that's seven, like over the last 3 years, it's like $7,500 of student tuition that has gone absolutely nowhere, just sitting in a bank account. But that's at least my thought process. But I'm really excited. It's actually an awesome idea.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't know what's possible with this type of money, but like, for example, one sorority did an event at the Reno Public Market,
mm-hmm.
and they gave us each like a card that we could spend whatever, $20 wherever at the public market.
Okay.
So like something like that where we gave students like a some type of
credit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That they could spend at an existing market, just as an alternative to like making our own.
Okay.
But I also like the idea of making our own. I was just thinking.
Potentially do both, like
yeah.
People from the Riverside Farmers Market come at ours and then in like April or March create like a credit system and the
mm-hmm.
students could go there.
Mm-hmm.
Sense.
And that's definitely feasible too, because we literally did that like a week ago. We handed out 50 gift cards for people who go to pack provisions that were affected from the government shutdown. So,
okay.
And it was a gift cards like $50, $25 to $50. So I think we can do it. Is there any other?
I don't know how that would work because like each vendor is like its own company, you know, so it's not like you can be like, here's a gift card to the market. Maybe you can, I don't know.
Maybe.
But something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as there's not Coca-Cola there. Because, like, you know the Coca-Cola situation?
I just Pepsi only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you thinking, Jason?
I'm just taking in the information. I mean, I don't know how we're going to solve that problem of, like, how we're going to pay for, like, or I guess we're going to be subsidized or
yeah.
students and stuff. I don't know how we would do that. I love the idea of us reaching out to the North Nevada community because I know that's one of the goals of ASUN is we need to really establish ourselves as Reno is growing to be this college town. So I love that idea. But with logistics, I am short of ideas. So.
Well, I think it's awesome that we're having a conversation in the first place, right? Just think about it a little over winter break, and then I think we'll have a really good implementation of whatever we want to do.
And having it here is also, like, it was very successful,
yeah.
too. So I'm not saying we have to, I was just thinking, but I'm not like, we can, you know, so.
I don't know, I mean, like you said, we do need to drain that outreach budget, and to be honest with you, we are almost done with the session. I don't foresee any more major events being put on by Senate in the future,
mm-hmm.
Unless Anna wants to spend something, because I know she does hell of stuff with her colleagues, I know.
Well, not to brag, but we spent like $100 for the lab coat.
Yay!
boxes, so...
So, yeah, I am also open to both ideas. Maybe we can do a combination of both.
Yeah.
Or maybe we can have stuff on campus, but also maybe for students who maybe are living more far away from campus for whatever reason it might be, we might have a collaboration with an off-campus farmers market as well.
Yeah.
Something.
We got the money, kind of. we kind of have the money. We have enough money to do it. Okay. If you guys, well, I don't want to hold you too long. If you guys have any other points, forever hold your peace. Okay. Say one last thing, or two last things, I guess. maybe not. The Assembly members and state senators, I just want to say one more time. That special session has completely filled their emails, so they're not even receiving stuff from their advisors, like it's all getting lost. So I want to reach out to them when we come back next semester, which really sucks, but as long as we get the communication out, I think it'll be effective. And then that was my last thing, but I lied. I can send you guys an email if you want to. What I mentioned with Lauren Norris about the meal swipe drive, we were talking to the Wolfcard office, me and Dom's intern. We want to get basically an account that's ran by the students, like people who want to donate meal swipes throughout the year. So like someone would swipe in and be like, hey, I'm on the silver plan, I got 50 a week. You can take 30. I'm not going to the dining hall 50 times this week. And then it would just either go to pack provisions or go into this completely separate account. So people that are on the lower end meal plans, like white or gray or blue, they can't even get 3 meals a week. I think white's only 10 a week. They can, if they run out when they do, get assistance from people that donated. We think it would, instead of, because 4 weeks was amazing, but last 10 years it's been one. And now it's finally gaining traction with the student body, like informationally speaking. But if we kept it throughout the whole year, I think we would be able to help out a lot of students. So I can send you that email if you guys want it. If you want any email, like I have many, so I can keep you in the loop. But that's pretty much everything. If there's no questions, I have to figure out how to end the meeting without Robert's Rules of Orders.
Don't we need to do reports?
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah. Okay. So agenda item 8, there's no reports. Agenda item 9, we already talked about it. It'll be in January, for the record. There's no new business for agenda item 10, so the last item before public comment, 11, agenda item 11, line item A, committee member reports. I'll start off with myself, kind of the report from Nevada Dining, which also is kind of Senator Villa's report. The meal swipe drive was a success. And we're excited to help them in any way we can next semester in April. Because it usually was like 50 swipes, now it's like 250. And it's still going. There's an Instagram account you guys can sign up to on your own accounts. And it's like a group story. And me and Brian have been submitting it to the group story of everyone in the university that's also signed up. So like normally, because I'm an introvert, I get like 100 views. But we signed it up on there, and you get like 1,200 views from students just looking at it. So if you guys want to do that for anything, I can tell you how to sign up if you're not already. But that's my report, pretty much. Vice Chair Atkinson, do you have a report?
I reached out to my liaison about the meal swipe drive a while ago, and he said he'd back to me, and I never got back to me. So, but I would.
Okay. Okay. And then Senator Barras isn't here, so she can't give a report. Senator DeBarge, do you have a report?
I do not.
Okay. And Senator Viva's report was this. So Senator Ratke, do you have a report? Sounds cool. Okay, seeing there's no more reports, we'll be moving on. Oh, I'm so sorry. Hi, Senator Issa.
Okay, so I was scheduled to meet with Jim Packham, the director of fish on yesterday at 9 a.m., but we had to reschedule. We're probably either going to be this Monday or Wednesday. We don't have a time set yet, but it's one of those days. We're planning to discuss over Zoom opportunities for students facing food insecurity to access fish services and resources, ways ASUN can support or amplify fish's programs for two students on and around campus, and a potential joint initiatives, events, or outreach efforts focused on reducing food insecurity among students at UNR. So if any of you are interested in attending that event, again, it is over Zoom. We do not have to drive over to Carson City for this. Please just let me know. I'll send you the link and I'll let Jim know as well.
Sorry about that. Seeing there's no more reports, we'll be moving on to agenda item 12, public comment. There's no public comment at this time, so we'll be moving on to agenda item 13, adjournment. I adjourned this meeting on the Special Committee on Food Insecurity at 12:53 within the Frankie Sudo Papa President's Conference Room and on Zoom.